I saw an interesting article that, because we're all different ages here in the studio, you know, the unspoken rules of drinking with your younger coworkers.
There's, well, I mean.
Do you fall into that category? I mean, you don't really.
I'm old now. I'm 36.
Yeah, but no, you don't act that way. You don't act
See, because the Greg, Laura, and myself are all 10 years apart. So I found this just interesting because we have, you know, younger people here at work.
But Ian, there's like his. Okay, so Greg obviously is the non-drink. He was a non-drinker for a long time.
Yes.
So he definitely has more of a.
He still really is.
Yeah,
he
but
loves
he's
those
like
Moscow mules, though.
But he has like a stern stance on like how you should act, and if you are going to drink, you have to be one way and not the other. But I know some other 50-something-year-olds that would still party with their younger coworkers and have no problem with it. I think we have some in the building that would party with younger coworkers and be fine with it.
Sometimes as you get to be a certain age, you realize that you have a lot of commitments after work more than you have sometimes for work. So you're like, I got to be here. I got to pick the kids up. I got this and that. And after a while, you don't want your younger coworkers to stop asking because you're the old guy. You're not fun. So you want to continue that you still get asked.
Yeah, I don't think I would get asked anymore. Just because my whole life, I got to pick up kids at 2:50, and I got to pick up the next kid at 3. And
well, I was going over to Mark's one day, and Greg walked by, and he was leaving, and then, you want to go over to Mark's? He was just, yeah, yeah, you're going over. And there were a couple of us going. He's like, Uncle Greg? Uncle Greg gets to go? And I was like, yeah. I mean, it's not like we're going to Rage. But
that's nice.
He was so excited, and I was like, any time.
Oh, and he called himself Uncle Greg.
Yeah, he's like, I'm like your Uncle Greg. And then two of the boys that were there are dumb and left early, and Greg's like, I was gonna pay for their meals.
Oh, so you invited him because he's gonna pay.
Oh, no, I don't eat. No, I got my own food cards. No, I don't need him to pay. I didn't know, but I was like, there, you guys, he said I'm gonna pay for it.
Always give yourself a time limit, even if it's you show up for 30 minutes to an hour. Make an appearance, even though it might be a short appearance. Your coworkers will appreciate the fact that you made the effort.
See, I feel like I definitely make myself not available. Like,
right now, people have to make an exception for you because your kids are smaller and they're involved in a lot more. There's a happy medium between being an absolute no-show and being the guy who shuts the place down.
Yeah, I'm stuck in that. I think I used to get invited more to do things, and now I get invited way less, and I feel like it's because I had said no so many times, and I don't want that.
Yeah, but in the work functions where you run into some of these younger workers, Laura, if it's a work like the Halloween party, when you had the party going on well before our party started.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure your party was still going on after hours.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was.
So I had a babysitter and came and sleeping over. I don't remember sweet and sour stuff.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, the Halloween party was awesome. And I don't get babysitters often, so when I do, I kind of let loose more. And that Halloween party was great.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ordered food before we went.
What you remember.
And then the sweet and sour sauce was everywhere, and I don't know how that happened.
You want to find common ground, but also don't be afraid to sit back and listen a little bit. Some of these people, they don't know what it's like to have a house payment, to how much daycare costs, how much, oh my God, can you believe soccer? They don't know. They're living their life, and some of them are living paycheck to paycheck, and honestly, some of them could actually be drinking their paycheck away, and they don't care.
And my problem with that is I'm very honest, and I tell the truth. So if it's like a younger girl, and she's like, oh, and I'm going to have kids and this, and I'm like, okay.
Honey, listen, honey. Yep. I hear it now.
Having kids is great, but this is what it's going to do to your body.
For me, because I was on the younger side of that, but I don't have any of those things. I don't have kids. I'm not getting married, like all of that stuff. So to me, when we're hanging out and people are talking about it, I feel like the weird one. Because I'm like, oh, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, you can find, you can find common ground.
Right.
You have a mortgage. Maybe this person has a student loan. You are like, me and my wife right now, and they're dating. So they have common grounds, but it might not be on the same level.
You have a mortgage. He has to pay a certain amount for Xbox.
That's right.
Yes.
You
know, yeah. Like that. Well, do you have more?
Yes.
Okay, but we have to take a break, and we will come back, and we'll finish up and how you can relate to your younger coworkers and drinking.
I'm alert. I'm alert. I'm alert.
Online now.
MorningBuzz.com with constantly updated podcasts, picks, concert listings, videos, and tons more. Only from Greg in the Morning Buzz.